Hey, it's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. You can hear me weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
Welcome back to FLX Morning. It is 8:38, and we are joined by Laura Turbide from Finger Lakes Health. Laura, good morning. How are you this morning?
Great, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. I'll say happy holidays in advance as well.
Yes, thank you. I think we've got one more time that we'll be here, but let's celebrate the whole month.
Yeah, absolutely. And today we're celebrating a very important and critical component to any healthcare system, but specifically to Finger Lakes Health because it has so many different arms and facets.
We are. We talk about, whether we know it or not, we talk about nursing almost on every show because nursing is such a profession that is so central to what we do. Interestingly, when you poll people nationally, it's also the number one most trusted profession. So if you ask people, who do you trust most, period, people always rank nurses as highest. So when we talk about nursing, nurses play a critical role in everything from our ER, from the beginning of the moment of triage, to caring for patients on the floor, to in our OR, obviously in our outpatient practices, in our long-term care realm, everything from LPNs, RNs. Obviously, many people start their career as a nurse as a certified nurse assistant before going on to maybe get their LPN degree or their registered nursing degree, an RN, or their BSN, their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. We have a lot more people now who see people who are nurse practitioners delivering their primary care to. So a huge spectrum, but I'm going to stop talking about nursing because I could talk about nurses all day, but we actually brought a couple nurses. So today we're here with Jamie Dorgan, who is a clinical leader, and we are we're going to basically talk about what that involves, but also what's involved with nursing. In addition, Angela Law is going to join us. She was literally in the ED 2 seconds ago, and she's going to join us as well and talk about her role. So I want to hear a little bit more about that. And we were just sort of teasing. Jamie was in one of our earliest child care center classes as a child, and now we care for her child there. And she attended our Mary Nesswill School of Practical Nursing, and she'll talk with us through her her path.
All right, Jamie, first off, good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Hi, happy holidays to you.
So what got you on this path that has led you to the point that you're at now?
So I always said that I wasn't going to be a nurse because my mom is a retired nurse practitioner, and lo and behold, I fell into the field. I actually knew Marion Whalen when I was little, and my mom went to school there as well. So, I mean, I always took to science, and I said, you know, I want to be an athletic trainer, and it just kind of led to nursing. When my grandfather was sick, which he was at Geneva General and cared for, you know, many years, I kind of took an interest in that, and the path just kind of followed.
Now, your official term is clinical leader, and I know when we were talking before we opened the microphones here, the term charge nurse came up as well. Now, it's a term I've heard before, but I don't really understand what that or what a clinical leader's roles are. Can you kind of break those down for us?
This is a funny question because people always say, what do you do? And I mean, there's a lot of hats that we wear. So basically, we manage all of the nursing staff and the beds at Geneva General at a given time. You know, you come in, you take the sick calls, you balance the nurses. You know, do they need help here? Let's send someone here. Hey, we have admissions. Okay, we got to put them in these beds. Hey, we have post-ops. Where are they going to go? You kind of have to balance the deck. After hours, you're calling in the OR if they need to do operations. I mean, I've been there when the power's gone out, the telephone system has been down. You know, you're the one to...
You're like chief problem solvers. And mm-hmm. I also want to correct myself. It's Jamie Farrell. And Jamie, we have a Jamie Dorgan in our place as well. So let me just set the record straight with my poor morning habits. So Jamie Farrell and Angie Law is walking in right now. But literally a mistress of all trades is really the clinical leader literally is a problem solver, an absolute using their judgment, making decisions, sort of integrating all of their knowledge base and trying to call in other people, in essence, consulting with others, but really being that pivotal point person. And from the moment someone comes in the door and needs a bed and how to coordinate logistics of bed management to just making daily clinical decisions. So we're here with Angie as well now, but I wanted to get myself straight.
Okay. I have to ask this question. It sounds to me like no 2 days are ever exactly the same.
That is for sure. You know, you get calls, hey, I need help here. It's never the same. And you'll think, oh, I'm never going to have to explain that or do that. You know, you go to orient someone and you try to tell them everything and you're like, I'm just not going to be able to tell you every situation that's going to happen. And something new arises each day.
Now, Angela, again, has literally just come in from the ED. Angela, Jamie's given us a little bit of her history and background on how she comes to be in the position she's in. So I would ask you the same question. How do you come to be in the position that you are in now?
I actually started as an agency nurse about 14 years ago. I worked as an agency for a couple of years, and then I became staff.
So I want to ask this question to both of you. Either one of you can.
The best ones to stay.
Yeah. And either one of you can answer this first. What is it about working within the Finger Lakes Health System that you appreciate the most in your line of work?
To me, it's the size of the facility. The whole community is different because I come from a smaller rural area, and working in the emergency room at home, I knew everybody or they knew a family member. So there were a lot of barriers for me working at home. They were like, oh my God, don't tell your mother you saw me. Or, hey, tell this one I said hi. And it was just a lot of confusion when you were at work. And, you know, there's laws in place to prevent people's identity and their health issues and stuff like that. So it was like, oh my God, am I going to slip and say something to the wrong person? Here, I don't really know people. But because I've been there so long now, I see people like in the grocery store and stuff, and it's like I'm kind of part of the community, but I'm not as worried about violating anything because I talk to my coworkers regarding them about health issues instead of.
Jamie?
Angie and I laugh about this because I'm about the opposite. My roots are here in Geneva. You know, I was born at Geneva General, and this is where I grew up. I went to school. So a lot of the people that do come through, you know, I know their parents, their grandparents, their sisters, their brothers. And I mean, Geneva General feels like home to me. You know, that sounds corny, but that's where my roots are. And
I get the impression from listening to the both of you that if you weren't feeling rewarded and fulfilled in the careers that you have, that you wouldn't be here doing them.
Right.
Yeah. And some days, you know, the rewards come, you know, you've had a tough day, but you look at each other and think, you know, we got through that together because there's a lot of bad things that do happen in our paths, but you know that you helped somebody or that you were there for someone, you know, particularly during COVID and with all the visitation restrictions, you know, you were there with people that didn't have their family members by their side. And
yeah,
it was difficult.
You were literally the only outlet that they had.
Yeah. And I think more of a support for your, not only the patients, the visitors that couldn't be there or the family members, but your coworkers, because there'd be time you just would text someone or you'd see them and it'd be like, I just want to cry, or, you know, and it was just having that support working side by side because the community is, the hospital is small enough where you kind of know everybody and you have that sense of support within.
If there's somebody out listening right now or winds up listening to this through our archives of FingerLakesDailyNews.com that's thinking about maybe making a change of career to something that has a little bit more of a personal and emotional reward to it, what would you say to them?
I mean, nursing's hard. Nursing school, I remember crying most days, and it is one of the most difficult things to get through, but the rewards come in the strangest ways. You know you help somebody. It's just, it's a hard thing to describe.
Yeah, and it's your own sense of well-being, I think, because at the end of the day, I mean, right now, I mean, we have a lot of patients. A lot of it's just shuffling and stuff. But then you might walk out and go into one of the grocery stores and see a family member and say, oh, you took care of my mother. And it's like just that little thank you that you didn't get at the time. Or it might be like Jamie said earlier, hey, we rocked it, and a high five in the hallway. And it changes every day. You learn something new every day.
And Laura, I know that not only is Finger Lakes Health Nursing Education Program extremely well accredited, but just judging by the experiences that both Jamie and Angela have related here, yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but boy, oh boy, can it certainly be worth doing.
We do. We feel so grateful. It takes such a special person. I think we often talk about it and it gets overstated, but sort of nursing is sort of a calling. It's not just a profession. It becomes, I think it's part of your identity. I'm not a nurse, but when I think about the sacrifices so many nurses have made, the times they've given up holidays with their family, we just started the show by saying mm-hmm. happy holidays while I see you. Well, guess what? Many of our nurses will be spending time with patients and making sure that they have what they need and that they're safe and healthy and getting their medications and getting their assessments done and all of that. And then they will at the end of the day be the ones finally going home to their family and vice versa. There's also a teamwork. There's people who will trade off to make sure that people take turns to get that day with their family. So I think that the ability to look at what nurses accomplish every single day, and as they've both put in so eloquently talked about, the reward may not come in the moment. The reward may come in small, tiny moments that build up over time and maybe even when it's unexpected. But we feel grateful to have both a licensed practical nursing program, which again is a 9 or 10 month program. So in 9 or 10 months, you can begin to identify, is this sort of a role for me? There's so many roles in long-term care and offices and other places where LPNs practice. In addition, then our RN program is a 2-year program. So while hard every single day, when you think about the fact that 2 years is really goes by quickly and is a short time to invest, to be able to commit to really, in essence, having a life-transforming career, and one that also we didn't talk about but has been rewarding in other ways. I think there's been more recognition. We talked about how it's highly trusted, but I think the community is starting to better and better understand what nurses bring to the table, and I hope our nurses feel that appreciation every day.
Anything to add to that, ladies?
We're just grateful for this community, you know, especially during the pandemic. So many people outpouring of gifts, supplies, just, you know, pizza, food. I mean, gloves, masks. People called and said, what can I do? What can I bring? And you just really, you felt the support behind you.
So to wrap things up here, Laura, if people are interested in exploring the options of a nursing career with Finger Lakes Health, what's the best direction for them to go in to find more information or to get enrolled?
Absolutely. Well, two options. They can go right to our College of Nursing website and explore those programs. We're accepting applications right now. Also, if you're already a nurse and you're working somewhere else, but you heard about these women talk about the type of community and team and family we create at Finger Lakes Health, you can also go on our website and look up nursing roles that are available under careers, our careers page. We also have a nursing careers page. So I encourage you to do that. Give our HR office a call. But we are, without question, I think, always looking to welcome new dynamic. And as I said, we always tap into the real good ones. So you'll be joining an incredible crew. And I just want to say thank you. And again, apologies for my earlier snafu. So Jamie Farrell and Angela Law.
Well, Jamie, Angela, first off, thank you for your dedication and service to your craft. And happy holidays to both of you. Laura, happy holidays to you as well. And thank you for sharing some of your story with us here today.
Thank you. All right.